Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Conley covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Sawatzky drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morin out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Jones reaches second base with a double. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards first. Bauschi fields the ball and throws to Conley covering. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sawatsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Sawatsky reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Phillies. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walls for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bausch hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sawatsky is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 2 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a fly ball towards center. Thompson catches it and throws to Taylor, who relays to Long to double up Fernandez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Phillies. Turk Farrell now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 4-3, Phillies. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Long reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long moves to third. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long tags and scores. Two outs. It's Phillies, 4, Cubs, 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post pinch hits for Carl Sawatzky. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Phillies. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Elston now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor catches it and throws to second with Banks covering, to double up Fernandez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Dale Long. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark moves to third. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Dark scores. Banks moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 7-6, Phillies. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Lee Walls. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Averill scores. Thompson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.